You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Going out, I'm always amazed by how many now hiring signs I see. I mean, they seem to be in front of everything.
And then the other day, I read an article online that was like, teens say it's hard to find summer jobs. Like, no, it's not.
No, it's,
they're everywhere, and they're going to overpay you.
Yeah, I really don't understand it. I mean, most restaurants and retailers, they took a major hit with the COVID pandemic, causing them to let go of many employees. But now that the pandemic is over, I'm just not seeing those employees enter back into the workforce.
Right. And you're like, what happened?
Yeah, or like, how are they paying their bills? How are they staying home and not working? One of those retailers that seems to be having trouble getting work is Bed Bath & Beyond, which to me, I mean, I've been in those stores before. They never really seem just crazy busy. Ever.
No. The only time is like during Christmas, and then you see everybody like clamoring to find that one 20% off coupon.
Right.
That like they have them everywhere. They basically have wallpapered the store with them or places. They're everywhere in the parking lot. But if you don't happen to have it with you, they will not take that. Like, like everyone's getting 20% off today. Could you just hit the button? But because I forgot one once.
I get. Well, one source claims it's been so bad for the store chain that they actually requested all their stores to turn off the AC. So
really?
Yeah, that supposedly customers are going into Bed Bath & Beyond and noticing it's really hot in here. Yeah, it turns out they're turning off the AC. But corporate claims those rumors are just that, rumors. Mm. And while they haven't gone as far as to cut the AC, they have stated that if you enter one of their stores, you will see less employees, scaled back utilities, and a tighter store hour.
Scaled back utilities, what, the lights are on? Hey, you want to cut the lights on over there? Are you guys even open?
Or they have those motion sensor lights, so they don't open. They don't go on until they notice, oh, there's a customer in the aisle. Turn it
that
on.
That is, that's crazy. That's sad to me, and especially as we are staring down the barrel of a possible recession, too. Things could get worse, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing to me that how many companies are still suffering from COVID stuff where, you don't know what their hours are sometimes. And, like, there's, okay, true story. There's an Arby's near me, and I love Arby's. Big fan. But their dine-in has been closed for a while. And so it's kind of frustrating because I'd like to go there and eat there. Like, I like it. It's too far from my house to drive it home. So I went to the drive-thru the other day, and a lot of times we sit in the parking lot. We're desperate. And so I go to the drive-thru, and the lady is the manager that's working there, and I said, hey, not for nothing, but are you guys ever going to open up your dine-in again? And she just looks at me and goes, okay, I'm not going to lie to you. No. I'm like, what, really? And she goes, no. I can't get people to work. I'm paying $15 an hour, and I can't get enough people to come in and show up to work. I'm like, I don't understand that at all. And so she was like, yeah, it's not coming back anytime in the foreseeable future. So, it's changed a lot of how we live, you know.
Yeah.
We're still kind of digging out from it. So it'll be interesting to see the future of this. And I just hope that Bed Bath & Beyond survives, because I don't know where I'm going to get those as-seen-on-TV products. You know, except on TV. Maybe that's the problem.
And all these little things.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And it's weird. I find myself at different times in my life kind of just being thankful and being like, Lord, thank you for that. And it's a lot of times the dumb things.
And I think that's healthy, or it's good for you.
Surprising.
Because, even no matter how insignificant it is, when you focus on the good things, when you focus on being thankful, it just creates joy in you.
And when your automatic response is to kind of give thanks to God for it, too, you're like, oh, that's kind of, didn't know I had that gear in me right now, you know? it can be dumb things that no one else would understand. Like the other day, I was sitting here at work, and I went to print something wirelessly, and it worked. You know, and I was like, wow.
Well, and I know you're probably thinking, Wally, come on.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. But you haven't seen Wally when he is done with computer issues.
Yep.
And nothing sends him off the ledge further than computer issues.
Absolutely.
When something so simple worked the day before, now it's not working anymore.
Yep. Just out of nowhere, just random. We're not going to do this today. I'm tired. And you're like, and yeah, and it does. And then that sets me on this path of frustration, and I get angry and things like that. And so I clicked print, and I hear that. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, that is so good. And I literally caught myself going, thank you, Lord. It's going to be a good day, you know? And so, again, I know it's silly. I know this. But if nothing else, it turned my attention to God for a brief moment in a situation that would have normally been contentious for me. It went the opposite direction, and I was thankful for that.
It's a beautiful story.
Thank you very much. Growing, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that little thing in life that you are grateful for? Maybe no one else is going to understand the significance of it, but for you, you instantly were like, man, God, thank you. I'm just thankful for this in this moment. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your little things right now. So what is that little thing that you're thankful for?
I absolutely love sunsets. Was driving home the other day, was looking the other direction. I parked, I start walking into the house, I turn my head and I look over and the clouds are blue and pink and red. And I had to walk into my yard and stare at it for a while and say, God, thank you for blessing us with your artwork today.
Must be nice, I'm colorblind. I just Debbie Downered his little thing. No, I get that. Like, I've been out in nature before too, and it does focus you on God when you see his creation. All the things we create that we think are beautiful, they pale in comparison to his majesty of his creation.
Absolutely. You think the best artwork that humans can make is a two-dimensional painting of what God already put in the sky for us.
Well, there you go. Donald is thankful for the sunsets. What is the little thing that you are thankful for, that you find yourself turning your attention back to God for? 855-33-WAY-FM. We got time for one or two more. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's that for you?
At the start of the pandemic, I was laid off from my job, and while it was really tough, getting to spend time with my newborn daughter was a huge blessing, and I wouldn't have it any other way now.
I took like a year and a half off when my daughter was three. And I worked from home a little bit, and radio is one of those real tough things. Sometimes you're out of work for a while trying to get that right gig, and it turned out being one of the best times of my life. I got to spend every day with my daughter, kind of like you, and the thing that seems so horrible, like losing your job as a dad and a father, ended up being something that was so great because it really cemented me and my child together, which I'm sure is the same thing for you.
Absolutely. I felt shame not being able to provide for my family, but being able to stay with her and watch her grow and have that connection with her was, I can't put into words.
I get it, man. Well, dude, I appreciate you being on the show with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for all you all do. I love you guys.
All right, Alicia, you're up. What is that little thing you're thankful for?
It's not really little. It's the beach.
Oh, yeah. The beach is a big thing. But you know what? Just being at the beach can be a little thing, and you know how it makes you feel. So what's the story with that for you?
I moved here 30 years ago, and I live by Federal Highway, so I go to the beach often or drive that way. And I am in awe every single time. I just am in awe. God is amazing.
It's nice that it hasn't lost that for you. Like, I grew up by the beach, you know, and like you kind of take it for granted until you leave it, and then you come back and you're like that. You're like, oh wow, I miss this. I don't even mind sand being in all those places anymore.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you ever want to get a hold of me like these good people, it's just wally@wayfm.com. Maria is referencing something we did recently, Betty Rock, where we took the coat hanger challenge. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah. That was so creepy.
Yeah, like you put a coat hanger, you stretch it out and put it over your head, and they say that your head automatically turns towards the side with the hook on it. And so we tried it, and Gavin and I don't think it worked for either one of us, but Betty says it worked for her.
Yes, it was crazy because, I mean, I really had. They had said, you won't have any control over it. And I didn't. My head turned where the hook was.
You were controlled by a coat hanger.
Can we also not forget that Betty broke the first hanger that we had?
That's true, by stretching it. Her head is huge. she says, I laughed when I saw Betty doing this. I tried it, and at first nothing happened. But then I placed the hanger on my head and pushed it farther down and put it on the left-hand side, and automatically my head wanted to turn. I'm a skeptic no more.
Yes.
Yeah, I still am a skeptical. Maria says, hey, I love the show. Been listening since the very beginning. Well, that's nice. Thank you. Hey, Wally, just wanted to let you know that we had Bible trivia tonight, and the question was, this prophet was picked on for being, and I nailed it. It was being bald. And she nailed it because it was the Aaron Shoes song. She says, tell Aaron Shoes, thank you for helping me get this right in my Bible study.
I feel like Aaron Shoes, he's gotten so many great songs, but he's really known here as the go away baldy guy.
Absolutely he is. Like, we challenged him. We said, hey, write a song about one of the tougher verses that you don't see talked about in Sunday school. And it was where the kids were making fun of Elisha for being bald. And then he calls out the bears and they maul them. Like a great story. I mean, a lot of happy ending. And so here's, if you've never heard it before, this is Aaron Shoust with the Go Away Baldy song.
Go away, Baldy. Go away, Baldy. That's what they called me, a prophet of God. Yeah, go away, Baldy. Go away, Baldy. That's what they called me, a prophet of God. Well, we're not gonna take it anymore. No, send your bears. Oh, send your bears. Send them out of the woods and maul all 42 like Elijah do. Lord, send the bears.
Oh, so great.
It was.
It is the song that he is best known for here for sure. If you ever want to email me, it's just wally@wayfm.com.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
So you may have seen the story about that Amtrak train that derailed after it hit a dump truck that was on the tracks. Well, it turns out there was a group of Boy Scouts that were on the train. They had just finished up a 10-day hiking and camping trip, doing like 100 miles in the mountains. And they were headed home, and they were between the ages of 14 and 17, so young. And they did what you would expect Boy Scouts to do. They sprang into action as this whole thing went down. They were breaking out windows to help people get out of the train. Aww. And they had all earned their first aid badges.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so they were helping treat people on the scene until rescue workers arrived.
That's precious.
I know.
Oh, that's so good. You know their parents have to be so proud of them.
Absolutely. And as a fellow amateur first responder
myself. No.
I do not have a badge or training, but I leap into action when I'm called on as well. Maybe I should go back and be a Boy Scout.
No! What? Did you hear yourself?
I did, actually, yeah. I'll just go take a different class. But one of the scouts in particular was a 15-year-old senior patrol leader, which means he is the youth that's kind of in the lead of the other kids in the scout troop. He went to the front of the impact where the train had hit the dump truck. And he discovered that the dump truck driver had been ejected and landed in a field adjacent to the train.
Oh, geez.
And so he ran over there. He attempted first aid. He summoned the police and emergency responders. And they said he continued to give aid until, unfortunately, the dump truck driver passed away on the scene. Aww. But he was there. Like they said, he went from giving aid to giving comfort, you know. And so if you're that dump truck driver's family, you've got to be thankful that this 15-year-old kid was there to care about your loved one. Yeah, it's pretty
and
cool.
Also, too, you just don't hear of many 15-year-olds getting it right.
Yeah.
And so when they do, it's just awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. All the scouts were okay, and they're back home now. And I'm not sure what badge they get for this, but it should be a big one. It should be a really, really big
really
badge.
Should.
So it is National Camera Day, and, you know, I didn't even know that existed, but it does. And it made us start thinking, like, Betty Rock was like, yeah, I take a lot of pictures on my phone thing. And that's what she calls it.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know. And so she was, like, thinking about this and, like, man, I wonder what's, like, your favorite photo.
Because I feel like everybody has one.
Yeah.
And mine would definitely be...
That one of you and me from Bridgestone Arena?
No.
That one of you and me in Africa?
What? No.
That one of you and me...
No, it's not even one of you and me.
In Alaska?
Not at all.
Mm-mm. That's not yours?
No. This one
Brownie face, those were mine.
This picture is me at like 4 or 5 years old. My parents couldn't afford to get us tickets to go to Graceland. So on our way home from Arkansas... They woke me up from the back seat, and my hair is just a hot mess.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like in this Dollar General, you know, like purple jumpsuit or whatever. They wake me up, and they drove by Graceland, and Elvis was a huge crush of mine back when I was itty-bitty. And so they took my picture in front of the gates of Graceland. That was
that's
as close
great.
As we could get it, and that's one of my favorite
that's
pictures.
That's awesome. It's a great memory.
Yeah,
that's
because they went out of their way to make it over to Graceland.
Like, I had a bunch of photos that, you know, obviously of my wife or my daughter and stuff like that. But then I was at my mom's house, and this was when my dad passed away. And she had her laptop open, and it cycles through all their photos. You know, that's what it's good memories for her and stuff. And I love that. And there was this one photo that came up of my dad sitting in an airplane because he was a private pilot and loved flying. It was like one of his joys. And there's this great picture of him in a plane with the headphones on and just looking happy. And like, it just looked right. Like he was there.
Wasn't that the one that it was on the little things that y'all passed out at his funeral?
Yeah, I think so.
It was that one. Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah, I
he
like that
really
one.
Cool.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I thought too. I have it in my office as well. It's like one of my all-time favorite pictures that I didn't even know existed till like, you know, a few years ago, and it instantly became one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, what is your favorite photo and why? What's the story behind it? Maybe you're in a Dollar General jumpsuit in front of Graceland. Who knows, you know? But 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your favorite photo and what makes it your favorite. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your favorite photo?
Well, it's not one that I took, but it's my mom's high school graduation picture. And this is from 1945, and so they did not do caps and gowns. It's just a beautiful picture. My grandmother always had it in her bedroom, and whenever we would visit every year, I would just go admire my mom and aunt and uncle, but I loved that picture. And then finally my mom passed away in 2002, and I kept asking, where's the picture of mother? And they're like, I don't know. And then finally my sister-in-law said, I found the picture and I'm going to give it to you. And I started to sob. It's just a picture, but it meant so much and means so much to me. And then she made copies for the whole family. And we all say about how much we love that picture of my mom. She just, you know, the 40s, that was the epitome of glamorous. And,
yes.
And beautiful, soft skin. And
I don't know how they did it, but all the photos from that era, everyone looks great. Like, you could have taken a photo of me in that era and people would have been like, wow, who's this movie star? I don't even know how they do it. But like today, you're like, whoa, what in the world is that? You know? What's your favorite photo?
So my favorite photo is when I was about 8 months pregnant with my daughter, you know, so I'm big and tired. and I have my 2-year-old son sitting on top of my belly, and he's leaning over and kissing the tip of my nose. Aww. And I just remember I was so tired because I was so pregnant, and here's this precious little 2-year-old boy who doesn't know what's coming at him here with a little baby sister all the way.
Oh, he knew. He was sitting on her to hold her down and reminding you who's number one. I love it. That's a great one, Robin. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Carrie, you're up. If you had to narrow it down to just one, what would your favorite photo be?
One of my favorite photos is a picture of me holding my 1-year-old son. He had fallen asleep in my arms just before bed, and I had a vision of the future and sitting on the front row of his wedding, and I was just so touched by that. I shouted at my husband, who was downstairs, to bring the camera up without trying to wake the baby, and he came upstairs and took the picture, and I have it framed now, and he's 14, but when he gets married in the future, I plan on posting that picture at his wedding and telling the story because it was such a sweet memory.
Yeah, oh, that's a great story. I think anytime you have a 1-year-old or a 2-year-old boy that's asleep, that's the best photo ever.
That's so true.
We're men. We're men in tights.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. I'm not sure if I like that for this segment, Rock.
I do.
Yeah. So Betty Rock is coming up with some stories here and there, and she would ask Gavin and I about them and get our take as men. And
manly men.
Manly men, yes. And I'm curious how we'll land on this one here.
Because you're both from very different generations.
There's almost
30 years of age between the two of you. Now, when it comes to height, you're one and the same.
Absolutely.
But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give you a story about something that is affecting men all around the world and get your take on it. So I found this article that states that elegant pearl necklaces are now becoming a fashion statement for men.
Oh, for the love.
Yeah.
Now you know where I stand. Like, come on. Like, okay. Like, I am not afraid of the jewelry, obviously.
I mean, look at you. You're wearing how many rings?
I have 1, 2, 3. And that's just because I couldn't. I'm making another one myself right now. So I'll have 4. I've obviously got my watch. I have 2 bracelets on. A necklace with like dangly pieces of it that mean something to me. So I'm not
and
afraid
earrings.
Of jewelry. And thank you for bringing that up. I'm not afraid. They're hoop earrings, not pearls. Still not. Okay.
Yeah. Does that help?
I don't know. But I'm not afraid of jewelry, obviously. But I think jewelry is one of those things. Pearls are historically and typically women's jewelry. Like, you have pearl earrings in right now.
I do.
And so, like, wearing a pearl necklace as a guy seems really, really, really odd to me.
Well, Harry Styles is doing
it. You cannot use him as a barometer for anything manly.
Some MLB players are wearing them.
Oh,
really? Because they're not cheap, you know?
I know. But usually a pearl is a symbol of power. So that's how they're taking
it. I'm curious if you have, like, maybe back in the ancient days in China or something like that, where a pearl of great price, you know, was maybe it was part of a tradition and men did use them.
Maybe so. Well, Gavin, with almost 30 years of difference between the two of you, do you see it any different? Do you see it as an expression of yourself?
I would say that I still think that it's a little weird. Like, I have my wife's grandma gave her a pearl necklace for her wedding. I couldn't see a dad being like, son, this is the manly family heirloom.
Yeah.
Here you go. You can wear this for your wedding. I could understand it. Like, we, you know, wear beaded bracelets.
Yeah,
if I had like one pearl in the mix of that, where it was an accent piece, I would be down for
it. An accent pearl. Okay.
Yeah. I'd take an accent pearl.
Let me also point out that there are definitely multiple days where these two men are wearing way more jewelry than I ever have.
I do understand the hypocrisy of like not wanting to wear like a pearl bracelet, because I just bought a bracelet while I was on vacation, and it has, it's basically colored things that are shaped like pearls. But they're not
so
pearls.
So what's the difference?
They're not pearls.
Oh,
that's
great.
The difference. These are volcano stones. That makes it
very manly.
That makes it manly. So there you go. At least Gavin and I think are on the same page on this one, which I'm a little surprised by, to be honest with you, Gavin. Sorry, no offense.
If there's one thing that COVID showed us, it's that we don't have to be in the same office, let alone the same state, to get things done. Hey, it's Wally, and I thought when it came to things like a new home loan or a cash out refinance, I would never look to the internet. But man, I was wrong. I am so glad I found United Faith Mortgage. Sure, we started online, but every time I call, they pick up, and more than that, they know me. Plus, they're faith-based, family-owned, and they have a direct lender advantage, which might help you get a better rate, saving you big money. I did a cash out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and here's my guy, Ryan, on why it works.
I've never seen a market quite like this, where the values have increased so much over the last couple of years. If you're looking to put that dream pool in your backyard, pay off some credit card debts, whatever it may be, now is definitely the time to give a phone call and see what we could do for you.
So if you need a new home loan, they got you. If you want to do a cash out refinance like I did, they got you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's today's Music Insider, or TMI, with Gavin.
One thing that I have been personally trying to tackle recently when it comes to my faith is this idea of like miracles nowadays. And when people ask me the question of, you know, why does God choose to heal this person with a miracle versus somebody else? Like, I think that's such a hard,
big question
to answer.
And like, when does God actually get involved and when does he not? When is something just the natural way that it was going to go? And when is it that he altered it?
Mm-hmm.
And trying to understand and know the mind of God, you just can't.
Oh yeah, I know. It's like a complete mystery that I think we're not always going to be meant to know. But I recently was on the We the Kingdom Instagram page. You know them for this song. And Scott Cash, he posted a video on that account. He's the one of the like guitarists, background singers. Yes, he was talking about miracles nowadays, and I thought that the perspective he had on that conversation was interesting.
I think it's pretty beautiful that God sometimes will perform miracles and do amazing things that are phenomenal, and he'll do them instantly. And other times, the miracle is the power and love of Jesus in our hearts, shepherding us through the really hard moments in life.
That is an interesting perspective. And literally, just as he was saying that, I literally had the thought of, because we get mad about it a lot of times. We're like, God, why is this so easy? Why didn't you just heal my child or whatever when, you know, it wouldn't take anything from you to do that? And then as I think about it, when Jesus was here, he didn't heal everyone he came in contact with. And he came in contact with tons of people, but he didn't solve everybody's problems. He didn't heal everybody, because sometimes the journey that you are on doesn't involve that, and there's a reason for that.
And I think faith is something that isn't supposed to always be based on tangible, hard evidence. It's supposed to be rooted in a faith that Jesus has won, that Jesus has power, and maybe he's not going to instantly heal something, but he is walking with you through that thing.
I know for me, the stories of people saying God is good in the middle of tragedy when it doesn't work out like they wanted to carries more weight for me, because it's really easy to say God is good when things worked out and you got the bow or the happy ending. It's of course God is good. Yay, praise you, Jesus. You know, but when it doesn't go that way and your child isn't healed and you can still say God is good, that's faith, you know, and that's the kind of faith that I don't know that I always have. And this is a really great reminder of that. So there you go. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and there's a lot of negative stuff in the news, especially right now, and it can be a little heavy and divisive. And so we do Good News Giddy Up, a chance for you to get a couple good news stories into your life today. So we're going to start with you, Gavin. Good News Giddy Up, go.
There was a dad in Canada just came forward after hitting the lottery with a ticket he got for Father's Day.
Nice.
His daughter bought him a card and put a quote-unquote set-for-life ticket inside of it. He hit the jackpot of $1,000 a week for life.
Wow.
But he took the lump sum
of just over $500,000.
And you know, his kid was like, you're going to split that with me, right?
Oh,
you
know, I'd ask for at least a fifth.
Yeah, it's like, no, you gave me this card. It's mine. You know, but no, she'll get it, though, still somehow.
That's the ultimate Father's Day gift. Yeah.
My buddy would usually, like, for Christmas, give people lottery tickets, you know? But, like, if you give somebody a lottery ticket and they hit it, does it make you feel like, should have kept that one?
I would think so.
If you win it, should you give them something? Maybe.
I think you should.
Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
I am a huge Elvis fan, so when I saw this story, it really meant a lot to me. There's a 74-year-old guy with severe Alzheimer's, and in the news, he recently, they found out, his family found out, that when they play Elvis for him, which is his favorite, he comes back.
That's so cool.
Isn't that sweet? I watched the video of it, and he's got his headphones on, and he's sitting in his favorite recliner, and his legs are just dancing. Like, it's just so sweet to see, like, the old him again.
It is amazing how music does that for people with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. They just does. And that's why music is such an amazing thing in our lives and why we play so many great Christian songs here at Way FM, too. So, finally, there was a popular TV host in Ukraine that crowdfunded $20 million. Whew. Okay, so Ukraine is still fighting after they were invaded by Russia, and it's a mess over there. And they did this so that they could buy military drones to fight Russia, okay?
Drones fighting Russia?
Yeah, there's these high-tech drones that can do all this stuff to help give them a chance to fight back. But what was interesting was the company that makes the drones heard about it, and so they gave them 3 drones for free because these things aren't cheap, and then they told them to use that money to help the people of Ukraine instead.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
so I was like, that's kind of cool.
That is so awesome.
Like that, in the midst of craziness and war and anger and hatred and all of that stuff. It was kind of an odd good news story as well. FM, this here is the Wally Show, and I don't know how much you spend a month on subscription services, but it adds up quickly because you can't just have one that fits everything now. You know, you've got to have a Netflix and a Hulu and Paramount Plus and HBO Max because you'll see like, oh, I want to watch this one thing, but it's only on that service, and you can't just, you know, have one service anymore.
No, and I hate to think about the money I'm spending on my subscriptions.
And they're really smart because they make them cheap so that you don't think about it. That's why they do it. So, it's $5 a month. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, and then, there's another one. It's $6 a month. Oh, that one's $7. Before you know it, you're like at $50 a month, you know? And so they were asking people, like, what are their favorite streaming services? And I'm curious, Rock, if you could only have one, which one would you have? See how you line up with the people in this survey.
Man, I think I'd go with Netflix.
You were about to say Netflix, and then you went with Netflix. Okay. Gavin?
I would also go with Netflix. There's a lot of really good, like, original content that I love there.
I, too, would go with Netflix.
Oh, look at us.
And I would never have said that, like, 2 years ago. Like, I was like, I resisted Netflix, and then I started watching a bunch of the documentaries.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I watch. I don't watch old movies or anything like that on Netflix. I just watch documentaries, and I'm fascinated by some of them. Well, 31% of people said that they would, you know, almost a third of us said that Netflix would be their choice. Mm-hmm. But that's down from last year, actually.
Oh.
Coming in next was HBO Max. That was kind of surprising to me.
Okay.
Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon. I have Amazon, but I never watch it.
No, Amazon Prime, that is one thing they are lacking. There's nothing good.
I think the thing that frustrates me about Amazon Prime is like when you're in that window, the Prime window, it shows you all these options. Like, oh, I'm going to watch this. But it just shows you everything that's available and not what you could actually watch for free. And so you click it like, yeah. Oh, you can rent this. No.
Yes.
That's
yes.
super frustrating.
Yes.
So those are the big ones. But this was kind of funny. You know this sound when you're logging into Netflix. You're like, and you have to wait for it sometimes because it takes a minute to boot up.
It's kind of a happy place, though.
Yeah, but you're like, you hit the button and you're like, okay, we're waiting. There's a thing spinning, like we're waiting. And then it's like, oh, good. Okay, here we go. We're in now.
Sounds like a personal problem.
I know. Well, Jimmy Fallon had noticed that a lot of these, opening sounders, the startup sounders, all kind of sound the same, and did a mashup with all of them. So if you had all of these services running at once and they all started, this is what it would sound like.
Oh my goodness.
I want that as my new ringtone.
That was like the Matrix.
Yeah, it was like the Matrix. Yeah, exactly. Huh. So there you go. If you want to save a little money, maybe look at those subscription services you're not using anymore or you've used once in the last month and consider like getting rid of those. Because the good thing about subscription services is most of them you can opt in and out on a regular basis, you know, and so that's kind of nice too. So you could like pick it up for a series you want and then peace out when it's something you don't want. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We're gonna play a game here and you'll get a chance to win a prize. It's called Either, Neither, Both. All right, so we're gonna give you a statement or a question, and all you have to do is tell us if that statement is true for either, neither, or both of the two people being asked. So we can play a round here in the room to see where these two people lie and how you would do. Okay, so either, neither, both question for Gavin and Betty. Have either one of you, either, neither, both of you, been the subject of a rumor that wasn't true?
Oh, man.
Betty's thinking. A lot of rumors about Betty around here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So she's thinking. Like, if I was going to say, I would say either, figuring that one of them had a rumor about them that wasn't true.
Which one?
I would say Gavin, because Gavin moved around a lot in high school, and so he kept coming into different schools, and so sometimes rumors would get started about people that they don't know, you know, and kids can be kind of cruel, too. Mm-hmm.
So you're just assuming that all the rumors started about me were true?
Oh, I know they are, because I started them.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I know I have been the subject of rumors that weren't true because Wally has started
what?
Them. Yes, and said, she's so hard to work with. Oh! She's so mean.
Yes!
That is not true.
That is fact.
In fact, you're the one that is difficult
that
to work with.
That is an untrue rumor right there. See?
You're
Now, if I had asked
that's
a question,
facts.
Have you? There's another question here. Have you ever spread a rumor that wasn't true?
Yes.
That's Betty.
Wait.
You just did it.
It's not untrue. It's true.
Gavin, have you ever had anyone spread a rumor about you that's not true?
So you're right about the, I moved around a lot, but I'd moved from Texas and I went back to visit some friends and somebody informed me that there was this rumor being spread that when I lived there, I did theater. And when I left, somebody spread this rumor that I said that I was the best actor at the school. And I remember hearing that.
Yeah.
And I did one play.
Right.
And I don't handle stage fright stuff really well.
You were
well.
A blade of grass, yeah.
Weren't you? I'm not a bragger.
No, right. Okay.
Blade of grass. I was okay. A tree.
Yeah. All right. So either, neither, both. So Gavin, yes. Betty, no. Actually, I'm going to put that no. I said either. That would be a point. All right. So that's the way it works. If you want to play along with us, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We need one person for this, and we'll do a little either, neither, both. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Nate, thank you for joining us for either, neither, both. Now, you're going to get a statement, and all you have to do is tell us whether you think that statement is true for either, neither, or both of the two members of the show being asked. Does that make sense to you, Nate?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, here we go. Betty Rock, let's start with your either, neither, both question for Gavin and myself.
All right, here we go. Have either, neither, both of you been on a Zoom call and you made it where, you know, like there's no video, you turned your camera off just so you can step away and not even listen to what's being said in the Zoom meeting?
I'm going to say both. I don't hesitate at all for Wally.
You don't hesitate at all for Wally. Okay. Nope. Gavin, you think maybe, but you're going to go with both.
I'm going to go with both.
Since you did not hesitate at all for me, absolutely I've done that. Absolutely. Like, I hate meetings more than anything. And if it's a Zoom, has been great because you're like, all right, well, let me know how this goes. And
yeah.
You just peace
check out.
I've done that. Gavin, have you done this?
Yes, whenever.
What is wrong with you? You're the worst. You're supposed to be at these meetings,
stop
Gavin.
It.
I've never been more disappointed in my life.
I remember during the prime, like, we would do small group on Zoom at
yes.
one point, and I honestly would just walk away when one guy would pray, because he prayed for like 10 minutes. I would walk away. I'm sorry.
Well, there you go. You got that one right. That's really good. You know us so well, Nate. Here we go. Question number two. Have either, neither, both of you, this is for Betty and Gavin, either, neither, both of you cried at a party?
At a party?
At a party, yeah. Like, you're at a party. Maybe think back to high school or something like that. Either, neither, both of you cried at a party.
I'm going to say either.
Either. So one of them has. Which one do you think has?
I don't know. I'm like 50-50 on both of them, so I'm hoping I'm at just right on one of them.
All right, I think I would go with Gavin if I was like, if I was betting here. So let's start with Betty Rock. Have you ever cried at a party?
No.
You haven't?
There's no reason to cry. It's all about having a good time.
Yeah, but maybe somebody's having a good time and you're left out and you're on the side a little bit. Or
no, because I'm at the party.
It's
good.
It's your party and you can cry if you want to.
All right, so you need Gavin to have cried at a party to win this thing. Gavin?
Junior year high school, I had gotten broken up with right before a Halloween party.
Halloween party.
That's so good.
Did you have in mind like a couple's costume?
We had originally planned that, and then it happened. And so another one of my friends was like, I'll pair up with you for this. It was sad.
That's so bad, especially because your costume was Romeo and Juliet. He's like, I'm doing this for you, but I ain't being Juliet. Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. You got 2 out of 3 right. That means you are a winner today. And full disclosure, Gavin, I'm not going to let you take the humiliation yourself. I've cried at a party.
Thank you.
So there you go. Well, Nate, you are a big winner today on Either, Neither, Both.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Potties, you're making a difference because of you and the people that listen to the show on Way FM terrestrially, if you want to call it that. We have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
America's Got Talent had a big night recently when two separate contestants, vocal impressionist Marissa Bedos and singer-songwriter.
That's a tough one.
Lily Miola, she auditioned the same night.
She got Miola right.
Yeah.
Singer was the tough one.
That's a tough one. So Marissa is an opera singer, but is also able to do some incredible impressions like these.
Celine Dion.
Where troubles met, dark lemon drops, way above the chimney tops.
Snow White.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Siri.
Birds fly over the rainbow.
Oh, that's
why
funny.
Why then a why can't I?
That's actually funny.
It's pretty remarkable. And soon after her was Lily, who shared the tragic story of having a record deal, but then losing it once her mom was diagnosed with cancer and lost her life soon after. Mm. But Lily was ready to get back in it with this audition.
If it makes you nervous, it's probably worth it. Or save it for sleep when you could be living your daydream.
Hmm. It's a good story.
Well, I tell you what, Heidi Klum, one of three judges, was so impressed by Lily, she actually used her one-use golden buzzer on the contestant, sending her straight to the finale.
I can tell you this, I would have a hard time being a judge on that show, believe it or not. Like, I know people think, oh, well, you would just be, like, brutally honest, like early Simon Cowell, and but I'm not truly like that. Like, I would be honest with people, but I would have a problem when they do the montage of their life story.
You'd get sucked in?
I would. I think it would make me hear something differently. Like, if I was there live and I had heard her story and then I heard this.
If it makes you nervous, it's probably worth it.
I would not even have paid attention to the fact that the notes were wrong. You know, like that she was sharp. I would not even have noticed that in that moment.
Well.
Yeah. See?
But you got to say, like, making a good show is all about the story.
Absolutely.
So.
And if you can make a room full of people not hear those notes.
Okay.
Are you sure she wasn't a magician?
Stop it.
Sorry.
What is terrible. Wrong with
you? I'm broken. I'm hurt. Hurt people, hurt people.
You can't keep using that excuse.
No, but that's good. I'm glad she got through
the
finals.
It? Are you? No. Are you sure?
I don't know. All right. That's going to do it for you, at least of these. In my humanity. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Random acts of audio.
Today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of an internet sensation, Perry Grip. He makes these weird songs to videos that are just kind of floating around. And they say that lightning doesn't strike twice. I contest that right now.
And Perry Grip is the example.
Absolutely. Like, okay, so he started off with songs like Baby Monkey.
Baby Monkey. Riding on a big baby monkey.
And he just evolved from there.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos.
One of Betty's favorite songs.
No, yeah.
See him walking down the street on his floppy little feet. Shopping penguin.
Ooh, shopping penguin. Yeah. And so these are all great. Okay, Baby Monkey's probably my favorite. Until Hamster Song, Hamster Banana.
I recently heard Hamster Banana, yeah. And I thought, could I make this my ringtone?
I know. I
love it.
This is my life song. Sorry, Casting Crowns, and your song life song, but this is my new life song. See if you think this is as great as we do. This is Perry Grip with Hamster Banana.
Hamster Banana, boop, boop, boop. Hamster Banana, boop, boop, boop. Hamster banana, boop, boop, boop. Hamster banana, boop, 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 boop. Banana, 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 oh. Hamster banana, boop, boop, boop. Hamster banana, boop, boop, boop. Hamster banana, boop, boop, boop. Hamster banana, boop, 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 boop. Banana, banana, banana.
I'm sorry, I cannot unhear this. And I like that it's a breakdown.
Banana, banana, banana.
I cannot tell you how much I love this song.
And the video with it is really cute, too, because it just shows a hamster in a banana. Yeah. And then there's this dog that's like, but what are you?
Yeah,
and then he just goes back to
hamster banana. It's so, so good. I'm sorry. This is an earworm. I get it. And it's so great. But look at the bright side. This might take your mind off of Baby Shark for 5 seconds.
Baby Shark. Baby Shark.
Right now, anyone with little ones is like, make it stop. The rest of us without little kids are like, this is great. What a great day. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And like a little bit ago, they had asked me to do like a TikTok trend and do a dance. And it's horrible. I can't do it. And I respect it so much. I wish I could do all the TikTok dances. There is some Kelly Dactyl. I don't know how she does it, but she's amazing.
Wow, we're name calling.
Oh,
now.
She's amazing. Twitch and Allison, unreal.
You watch way too much TikTok.
I do. And so I see all of these things, but then I realize how dumb everybody who's not a good dancer looks while doing these things. And, you know, so like radio people doing dances is just death.
Yeah, because it's not your calling.
No, not
you know,
at all.
It's not what God called you to.
But it did make me think of like this thing of like, what are other things that everybody looks dumb doing? No, regardless, you know, it doesn't matter how cool you are. If you're Jason Momoa chasing a piece of paper in the wind, you're going to look silly doing it. Like, you know, when you drop your receipt and the wind takes it, like, I need that. And you're like making arm motions, trying to grab it. It goes through your arms. Then you're like doing your leg out, trying to step on it. And your leg's just going crazy.
I'm so glad you're demonstrating it for us,
yes,
too.
I know. So it's like, there's no way that anybody looks cool while doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
And I would say, too, like bowling. I don't know what it is, but something about walking back after you've bowled.
Yeah.
I feel so dumb.
Yeah. Amateur bowling, yes. Regular bowling, PBA Tour, Pro Bowler Association Tour.
glorious. like swans, like Swan Lake, like ballerinas. They
wouldn't
are.
Go that far.
Yeah, they're amazing. So what is that thing? Let's put our heads together here and try to come up with different things that everyone looks silly doing. Okay, flossing I think is another one. Like you just look ridiculous flossing. There's no way to look cool flossing.
Or when
not like floss dancing, but literally flossing.
Well, that one too, though.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're putting on mascara, because sometimes you have to contort your face
you make a
to
face.
Feel like you can get all your lashes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We've got a couple on the list going. We're going to add yours to the list as well. What's that dumb thing or that thing that makes everyone look dumb if you're doing it? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. We'll add them to the list. What are those other things that everyone looks silly doing?
One is when you're walking and you run into a spider web. You're trying to get it off, but mm-hmm. no one else sees it.
Yes, that's it. You're just making all these weird hand gestures all over your face.
Yes, and maybe a little scream.
Yeah, yes, maybe a big scream. Absolutely.
I have a solution for that not happening, but it just makes you look even more ridiculous, and that is taking a stick that you find on the ground and waving that in front of you to catch all the webs.
Once again, you're going to look dumb either way. All right, Sarah, you're up. What is that thing that everybody looks silly doing?
You know when you're driving with your windows down and you like do the dolphin out the window?
Oh, with your hand where you let the wind current kind of just go over it and you do a wave?
Yeah, you just feel so cool doing it, but everyone looks stupid doing it.
That is very true, and you can't not do it. The minute your arm goes out the window of a moving car, you're almost obligated to have to do at least that motion.
Oh, for sure. It's the vibe. But then you see someone do it, and you're like, wow, you look dumb.
That's a great one. We'll add it to the list.
All right. Have a good day.
So what would you add to this list of things like taking a picture with an iPad? No one looks cool doing that. Or throwing with your non-dominant hand. That's always awkward.
Mimicking a baby when you're feeding them baby food.
Yes. And this is something that I do without meaning to. Like, I don't have a baby, but my friends, when I'm trying to feed their babies, I'm trying to mimic, like, opening my mouth so that they'll do it too. And it's all unintentional.
Unintentional. You open your mouth. You sometimes smack your lips together. At times you see people stick out their tongue. It's a whole show and everyone looks stupid doing it.
Absolutely. And you sound dumb too. You're like, come on, baby, doobie, doobie, doobie. You have to do the sounds too.
Yes.
All right, Jessica, you're up. What is that thing that everybody, regardless of who you are, looks silly doing?
Okay, this just happened while I was listening to you guys, and it was swatting a fly in the car. So, and you always miss, and then, you know, people think you're waving at them, or like you're signaling, like, go ahead, you know, but you're not.
Yeah, because no one can see the fly. They just see your erratic hand gestures and you being, like, insane in
right,
your car.
They keep thinking that you have road rage or something. Like, what is going on?
Absolutely. That's a good one, Jessica. We're going to add that to the list for sure.
Thank you.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.